It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our morning edition of the Midwest Digest brought to you by the Climate Corporation. Steve Alexander has this morning's report coming right up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Oler King uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Now here's Steve.
Max is at the National Agri-Marketing Association meeting in Kansas City, where it got up to 74 degrees yesterday. 70s again today. Finally, a bit of warm-up for the Midwest. But wait, what's this? Forecasters are keeping close watch on a major snowstorm expected to hit the plains and upper Midwest from Friday to Sunday with up to 12 inches of snow possible for northwestern Wisconsin. Here's an indicator of how cold it has been so far this spring. The first towboat of the year arrived in the Twin Cities yesterday afternoon, marking the unofficial beginning of the navigation season on the upper Mississippi River. That's 3 days later than the previous record for late arrival. The average start to the season is March 22nd, while the earliest arrival date is March 4th. When Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin was 16, his dad died of a heart attack. And that's one of the things weighing on him as he made the decision to retire from Congress. Ryan said he'll serve out his term, which ends in January, and then go back to Janesville and spend more time with his family. He says if he stayed for another term, his three teenagers would only know him as a weekend dad, and he didn't want that to happen. In Missouri, a state House committee is expanding its investigation into Republican Governor Eric Greitens and will make recommendations about whether to pursue impeachment. But the recommendations won't happen until after the end of the regular legislative season in mid-May, which will likely be after Greitens' criminal trial. He faces a felony invasion of privacy charge for allegedly taking and transmitting a non-consensual photo of a partially nude woman with whom he had an affair. He has not denied the affair. He does deny the extortion. The South Dakota legislature approved and the governor signed bills that would allow South Dakota State University to build a precision ag facility that will be the only one of its kind, what the university calls a game changer for agriculture. SDSU is already the only school in the nation offering a 4-year precision ag degree. If you spend much time roaming around Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, you've probably seen, or even stopped in, a Big Boy restaurant. There are 121 of them around the area. And now, Big Boy fans will be able to visit the Big Boy Museum. It's in Fairfax, just east of Cincinnati, home to the original restaurant that opened in 1939. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.